Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Stop what you're doing right now and go watch Transformers the movie. How you doing out there, podcast people? Better late than never, I always say. This is Nobody's Listening Podcast. Podcast where my sister and I tell you our funny life stories, and we invite you to do the same. This is episode 26, brought to you the week of July 4th, 2007. I'm one of your hosts. My name is James, and my sister's here.
Hey, I'm Amy.
And a lot has happened in the last few weeks. Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, the first thing is we were off for 2 weeks, and that's because...
Sleeping.
We were just sleeping.
Taking a rest.
I wasn't sleeping. I was moving out of my house. I was getting my brother out of the country. That's right, folks. David has left us.
He's left the building.
He left us.
He left us here alone.
But that's not what I'm going to do. If you can tell me what movie that's from, I'll draw you a picture. But anyway, just a lot happened. I went on vacation. I did a kids camp last week. And now I am on vacation, but I happen to be at my sister Amy's house. We are in her basement right now.
Basement.
Doing the podcast. Face to face. No Skype.
So it should sound better.
So anyway, David emailed us. Have you talked to him?
Yep.
What did he say?
David said that he is doing great.
He misses all of you.
He misses all of his fans.
That's all he talks about.
Wait, do we call them fans yet?
No.
We call them listeners. Nobody's listeners.
Yeah.
So he said he's doing good. He went and looked at his flat. We call it a flat. Not an apartment. Flat. And then his baby's kicking like a monster. Little alien baby.
Baby's not born yet.
Nope.
So, yeah, with all that going on, I'm sure that you guys are the first thing on his mind, and we are right there with you. We're all important to him. But anyway, as soon as he's possibly able, I mean, we've gotten emails and stuff from him, and actually one of our, I think, Amy, your husband talked to him on Skype?
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, sweet.
For 45 minutes.
How did it sound?
It sounded pretty good.
Is it good enough for a podcast?
I think it could work. I think people would sacrifice the cracklies to hear David.
I know, because early on we were praised for our high quality. And now
I don't think it matters.
We're on two, $17 headsets in your basement right now.
Exactly.
It's great. We're de-evolving.
But David's important enough to deal with cracklies, I would say.
I think so. If you believe that David's worth the cracklies, I'll draw you a picture.
Let us know about David and the cracklies.
Yeah, tell us what you think in the meantime.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my...
All right, so what has been going on in your world, Amy? What kind of weekly fun do you have to provide for us?
Well, this is kind of an interesting story. I did notice that I had a theme going as far as weekly updates. That
babies.
I am a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. So they all surround my child or my home. So
I have
I'm
a feeling with
out.
Your kid, though, it wouldn't matter if you were at home or away. You would still have stories that revolve around
true.
The chunk monkey.
Because she's just fun.
She's
and
crazy.
Exciting and crazy.
Well, just
and
a moment ago, I was upstairs, and she's supposed to be sleeping, and you hear her just go, sounds like a parrot.
That's her party. She has parties in there. We're not usually invited. But anyway, so I'm branching out today. I'm going to tell an update about my husband. We decided to rent a movie. So we go into the the video store, and we get up to the counter, and Anthony, of course, my husband, Stalkers, does not have his video card, so we decide that the guy at the counter needs to look up to see what our number is and check our account.
Right, right.
So we hadn't been in the video store in a while, so he's trying to figure out which account is ours, and he said, there's two accounts here. And so the guy goes, well, you have one account here with Amy. And so I turned to my husband and I said, who is Amy? Who the heck is Amy? And so the guy behind the counter is like freaking out. He's like, he turns red instantly and he just looks down at the computer. He's like, I'm sorry. So I want to keep it going, but I just start busting out laughing because the guy's face is so hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So so as soon as I laugh, you know, of course the guy laughs and then breathes again because he's been holding his breath for hours.
See, that's right up there with David talking about, there comes your wife.
Right, exactly. So he's freaking out, like, what did I do?
Oh, my God.
And, because I'm pretty sure we had him, I think I had him verify the address first, and so, like, it was actually our address, but we, you know, he's, like, with Amy, and so it was
You know, I did something like, just the other week with the lady asking me how I was doing, and I said something like, people keep putting their crap
with the
on
cart.
My...
Jen, that was awesome.
She really was tripping out. I exaggerate a little bit, act like the lady didn't think it was funny, but she was kind of, like, she was a little... taken aback. Like, she really believed it. Like, this guy's crazy. And then, oh, it's happening, you
it's
know.
Really, yeah.
So, yeah, if you guys have any stories out there of things that you've done to mess with people at Walmart or, you know, your favorite checkout money changer person, I'll draw you a picture.
Stores.
I'll draw you a picture.
Everybody's getting a picture this
week. Well, it's going to be a really cruddy one. It's
going to be a smiley face.
It's going to be a picture of a star. You get a little gold star, kids. All right. Now, it's been a while, so these weekly updates are old because I can't think of anything recent. I mean, we had a week of camp, and there was a lot
going
on there.
You think we would have a lot of weekly updates since it's been like 3
Well,
weeks.
I forget them. If I don't write them down, and at camp, I was in the middle of nowhere, and there was no internet, mm-hmm. and you had to drive 20 miles just to get internet. I mean, the only thing I could say, and this will not count as my weekly update, is a kid, one of the kids, he's an inner-city kid, he was real rough, he's talking trash and all this stuff, and I had to get on to him because he just, I mean, he totally busted on this one girl, and I had to have him go pick up trash and stuff, and he was mad at me, so he's like, you ain't a real pastor, you ain't a real pastor, I could tell, and I said, well, you don't get to decide that, partner, you ain't a real pastor, I said, dude, I buried kids your age, and I was like...
The little, sad part is you really have.
I really have. My first funeral was a little 8-year-old second
it's
grader.
Horrible.
There you go. Now you can't laugh the rest of the podcast.
Right.
Otherwise,
we
you don't love children. But he goes, so? And I'm like, so that means I'm a pastor. And he's like, okay. And he picked up trash. So,
wow.
I don't know if in street lingo, if that meant, like, I will bury you.
Right. Exactly.
So he might be afraid, like, right now.
He probably thought you killed people. That you killed children.
Yeah, like I killed a little girl.
You are a children killer.
You don't know, man. Last time a kid talked to me like this, I buried him.
Exactly.
So, maybe that
I
did.
I do have a little update about my child, though.
Oh.
It happened last night.
I'm sure the fans would love to know.
Okay. So she's sitting in her bed, and she starts screaming. So I'm like, what is going on? She's already put down for the night. And
you seen the movie The Visitors?
I think that there are aliens in there with her. So I go to check. Because, of course, she could be in there with the monsters. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting up in her bed, totally 100% asleep.
Floating 3 inches from the mattress.
Sitting up in her bed, going, No, she's like totally crying, hysterically crying, but her eyes are closed. She's sleeping, sitting in her bed. I lay her down. She never once wakes up. Her eyes don't move. And then she just... I say she goes back to sleep, but she wasn't ever awake.
And the next morning we asked her, do you remember? And she said, oh, gosh. I'm not your daughter.
I am your daughter.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
If you can tell me what movie that's from.
My brother will draw you a picture. I'll draw you a picture, too. So, anyway, my real weekly update is this. We were moving, and a friend of mine let me borrow his truck. And it's this massive truck, and I never drove a truck before. But I do know that when you adjust seats in a truck, pretty much you're adjusting both seats in the front. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just on this kind of truck. I know
like
probably
a bench.
On some of the expensive ones. But I needed to adjust it. It was way too far back. So I figure I'll wait until I've stopped. Well, I get a little ahead of myself, and I start to slow down. I'm like, okay, here's a good time. So I reach down, and I pull the lever. And I'm going to tell you, you never understand how important your seats are until they're not firmly planted to the ground. What happened was, let me break it down for you, physics majors. The car's moving forward. An object in motion tends to stay in motion unless its seat is firmly planted to the ground. Well, my seat was not firmly planted to the ground since I pulled the lever, and the entire seat and me slid forward, not just one or two little clicks, you know, like you like to. It went all the way. I'm shoved into the steering wheel. One hand, okay, and then also, because I'm being shoved forward, what happens to my foot? It hits the brakes really hard, which further crams me up against the stupid steering wheel. The horn's honking. I'm stuck. I can't pull back because I'm still stopping. Finally, the car stops, and I slide all the way back, and the car lurches forward. It was just terrible. It could have repeated like that for hours if I had not. I could have just bounced back and forth in the car, inch forward, a foot at a time.
All the time you're trying to put the lever down.
Oh, my God. It was just terrible. I was just like, one foot was down. I mean, one arm was on the seat, or the steering wheel, which was now in my nose. And the other hand was trapped, you know, down under the steering wheel on the lever. There was just no hope for me, but I did survive. So that was the other. Oh, man, one more thing. Jen, okay, this also involves a truck because we bought David's truck from him before
right.
he moved. And Jen hasn't driven a stick in probably 20 years. Yeah. And she pulls the thing up in my driveway.
10.
Yeah, since she was 10. Yeah.
You just, like, totally made Jen seem really old.
She is so...
Because if you can say, I haven't done this, blah, 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 blah,
20 years. Yeah.
It's old.
That's...
You're
yeah,
old.
Yeah. I am old. I'm on the threshold of old. Anyway, so she pulls the thing up in the driveway, and the driveway's got a slight slant to it. I'm talking on the phone with somebody. Actually,
You were talking to me.
I was talking to you.
You were talking to me because you were like, blah, blah, blah. I gotta go.
And I slammed up because what I'd seen through the window was the white truck that we bought from David was in the middle of the road in front of my house. That thing had rolled down the driveway, and thank God.
This is what I hear. I gotta go. Jay! In the background.
So Amy's praying. But yeah, the truck had rolled down and it's in the middle of the highway or in the middle of the road. And I'm so glad that this it wasn't more slanted because it could have just gone right in the house across the street or even up in their lawn. But, you know, or even back
anything
over a small child.
Would
I mean,
not have been good.
Could have been terrible.
Well, because originally I thought you said that Jenna was in the middle of the road. And so I hear Jen!
Oh, man. Well, if you have any stories about trucks that have backed over small children, send it in. I'll draw you a picture. All right, well, that's our weekly update.
It's the featured story.
All right, it's time for that featured story. This week it's my turn, and I figured since this was one of the first ones with both Amy and I, that I would go ahead and tell a story that had to do with both of us. Now, I don't know if you remember these, Amy.
I remember one of them.
Okay. I will tell them, and then you tell us which one you remember. But these both happened on a street called Lenoid Road in a little town called Jacksonville,
not so little.
Florida. Actually, the largest city land-wise in America, but we only lived on the north side of Jacksonville, and it's a little bit ghetto now, but back then it was only slightly ghetto. But Amy and I are at least 3 years apart. Back then that seemed forever, and we never played together, ever.
Mm-mm.
But there was a couple times that we did, and they didn't end well. The first one, I'll just say, I'll do this one. I'll do the broom one first. I don't remember many details. All I remember is most of the time that we would begin playing, it would end with me being mad at her and her running. Amy was quick on her feet and very quicker than she should have been for her age. And it's like that story. I saw a movie about a guy that peed the bed and his mom would hang his sheets outside to embarrass him, and so he would run home faster than the bus to get there before his friends saw it, and he became this Olympic star because of it.
John used to put the mattress outside, the whole mattress.
Well,
when Jonathan would pee.
Jonathan,
me.
not you. Anyway, so Anyway, so we were out playing, doing something. Amy made me mad. Amy begins to run. I grab a broom and I start smacking her around the heads and shoulders, just over and over and over again, and she's running toward the screen door to tell Mom. She's screaming, she's running. She grabs the screen door, and all I remember is she grabbed the screen door and went backwards like you do to get out of the way of the screen door and just never stopped going backwards. And undoubtedly, she hit the bushes and quickly stopped crying. And at the time, I didn't realize it, but I had knocked you slap out. I had, but somehow, it didn't happen right after I hit you.
Right. It was a little delayed.
Like the combined force of several hits had finally caused the concussion that I had secretly desired.
I was trying to be strong, but I lost.
I must
it.
Make it to Mom, who will save me. Well, anyway, she falls back in the bushes, and she's just laying there. And finally, she gets up, and she's crying, Mom. Mom's at the screen door, and she's like, what are you doing? And by then, I don't know where the broom went, but I have special older brother skills that make weapons disappear.
Disappear.
The broom was gone.
I don't know what happened to
Amy. I don't know
Amy.
What happened to her. Luckily, Amy had a momentary brain cell loss and lapse of memory, and she did not recall. I don't remember getting punished for that. I remember getting yelled at. Like Mom had thought I pushed her in the bushes or something, but that girl grabbed the handle and fell backwards. And I mean, has anybody else out there? This is when I wish it was live with
right.
listeners. Has anybody else out there ever knocked out a sibling? I mean, that would be an awesome thing to know if you've ever just made them pass out. David has the most amazing knockout story ever with Jonathan, and I wish I could just tell it, but we'll have to wait for him. All right, the other one, and neither one of these stories are strong enough to be on their own, but just together they're
fabulous.
Can I
add fabulous. A little bit to the other story?
Yeah, the one mm-hmm. I'm about to tell?
No, the one that you already told.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I didn't know you remembered that
I remember
one. Well, tell your
later
side.
On about it, and that your story to Mom was that you turned around really quickly and the broom hit me in the head.
That's right, I remember, I lied.
Because you were holding it horizontally, and, you know, like in the movies, the whole slapstick thing where I just turned around really quick, and it hit her in the head, and then she fell into the bushes, and so all I remember is the bushes, waking up in the bushes. But apparently I was only out for like a second.
A millisecond, yeah.
But I
was out. You were probably out from the time you pulled the door all the way open to about right after you hit the
right.
bushes, but you did get, you were out for
but, yeah,
a moment.
But yeah, the story was the
was
whole
there a light?
Turn. There was a tunnel, actually. It was really scary because I felt myself being sucked in, and the tunnel was really short because my life was really short at the time.
Well, my life is flashing before, oh, it's over.
Exactly. Before I even got that thought out, my life was over.
Bushes. Is this heaven? No, James is there with the broom.
Yeah, there's reality.
Oh, God. Okay, so this one, that was called the broom knockout. This one had to do with the way you get when you have friends over. It doesn't matter if you're an older sibling or a younger sibling. Whenever you have friends over, you become the boss of all the other siblings. You can tell them things. Because if you're the oldest, you can...
Because this is how it normally is.
Yeah.
I am the boss, and I want my friends to know.
Yeah, I can tell you what to do because there are things you can't do because they're here. Surely you will not beat me as bad. Well, anyway, I never had that problem.
Because now there's a witness.
Mom got me this science kit from a garage sale, and it was partly used. And so I had this friend over, and Amy was out there in the garage, or coming and going, just kind of, because the other rule about that is younger siblings have to be the most annoying possible when friends are over, so for to show off for them.
Because it's exciting.
Because they know you can't beat them.
Exactly.
As bad when the friends are around. So anyway, so I'm telling Amy to leave, and I'm trying to crack this thing open. I want to make something. Well, I'm looking through the book. And there's this thing for blue butter. And I don't know why, I don't know what, but I just remember that title, blue butter. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to make some blue butter. And so I start to look for the ingredients, and it's a used science kit. And so there are pieces missing. But it does have something with some blue dye in it. So I just start mixing stuff together. I'm trying to follow the directions. If something don't work, I just replace it a little
bit. Is it actual butter? Like you had to go in the kitchen and get
it,
butter?
I think I remember it saying don't eat it. If it was just that, I'd imagine it'd be a tub of margarine and some blue dye. But no, this was scientific stuff. And so I'm mixing stuff together, and dude, it's foaming. It's coming up out of the little glass containers and stuff. Well, you come around about that time, and you're talking trash or something, and just itching and scratching all over. And so I kind of slung it at you, or placed some of the butter on you
nicely.
And you're like, I'm just because about that time. You're screaming. I don't know why. You run inside, and I'm like, yo, I don't care, man. I told her, you know, let's make some more blue butter. That stuff, it's great. It makes sisters go away. Well, Mom comes out a full 10, 15 minutes later, and I've already moved on to something else. I mean, we're making, you know, hair growth formula
or
something.
Right, Rogaine.
Yeah, we're inventing stuff. But she comes out, and she's like, what did you put on her? And I'm like, I don't know. I just... I had the broom and I rotated, and you know, I've already used that one. And I'm like, I don't want to admit to anything because there's many things that I did. Only one you ran inside for.
Right. I don't want to tell myself.
So I'm trying to get some more information. Well, what's wrong with her? I'm concerned.
What exactly happened?
My dear
sister.
Are
we talking about Amy or Leanne?
There are many people that I taunt on a daily basis. So anyway, she goes, there's this blue stuff all over and it won't come off and it's burning her skin.
Oh my goodness.
It was burning you and she had you in the shower and she's washing you and these blue stains are all over your body and they won't come off.
And they're burning?
They're burning.
You made blue butter acid.
I just got, I mean, the friend had to go home. The kit was confiscated. I mean, I was moments away from that hair growth formula. Rogaine would have been mine.
You would have been rich today.
We'd have had blue haired, bald people everywhere. Thank you, dryer. In the basement. And, but anyway, I was denied. I was denied the access. I could have been a scientist.
So Mom stifled you.
Well, she stifled me when she bought a used...
with no ingredients. That's like, and that's the thing. Like, I remember she bought us an Easy Bake Oven. And once you went through the Easy Bake Oven items that come with the Easy Bake Oven, there's no new ones.
There's no use to have
you don't
the Easy
go,
Bake Oven.
You don't go buy new Easy Bake Oven ingredients.
No, you try to use.
That's when you start baking the mud pies. Same with the slushy machine. We had a slushy machine. And you don't get new.
We had a Snoopy snow cone machine.
That's the one I'm talking about, the Snoopy snow cone.
And we tried to make the ice, man. You can make ice all day long.
Right, because you just
but
turn
the
handle.
Stuff, and so you'd be making trying
you
to
got
make Kool-Aid
with no sugar,
and
in
it's
it.
Just not the same.
Or like you would freeze Kool-Aid pops, and the sugar would like form on the outside. So once you ate the outside,
what sugar? Mom made everything with sweet and low.
That's what I mean.
And not even the packets. It was this bottle, this weird-shaped bottle with a little thing on the top where you would count the drips.
Yeah, because that's how you measured it.
That's how
drips.
You drip two drips in your cereal. And if you got three, oh, my God. I remember one time I put my lips on that and just sucked. Oh, I depressed the liver and
that's
sucked.
That's so disgusting.
You just think it's going to be the same. Well, even later on, Equal, the commercial when Equal came out, had a guy take the packet, open it, and dump it in his mouth. And I'm like, oh, it's a sugar substitute. But it's a lot more potent, and it tastes a lot like aspirin.
Exactly.
It's terrible
chopped
stuff.
Up aspirin.
How many of you out there, how many of you out there have taken the Advil challenge? Not Advil, what is it? Extra.
Equal.
Equal.
He will draw you a picture.
I remember when that stuff came out, though. They did the
little
gumballs.
Sweet and low was always the one, the little pink one.
It's nasty stuff.
It's all nasty.
Well, combine that with milk, powdered milk that Mom would mix up that morning.
Oh, see, to this day, that makes me want to heave up any kind of lunch that I made.
I mean, because it was bad enough when it was cold, but when it was forgotten and you made it that morning.
Oh.
And then if you got the last
bit. Because
it
wasn't even dissolved all the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You had granules.
If you got the last bit, though, you would get clumps. And they would just be scooped off and set to the side.
And is it really that much cheaper? I mean, seriously.
Maybe back then it was. I don't know. That maybe the dried up cows that they found in the that could only make
this
powdered
comes
milk.
From dehydrated cows. Because you gotta wonder.
It's Florida cows.
It's not the happy cows. The
it just
California
seems like it'd
cows.
Be more work. because you got to do all the homogenization and all that, and then you have to turn it into powder.
That's what I always thought. They take something out, and, you know, so much more work.
It was a big old box.
Oh.
Cardboard box wrapped in paper that was printed with the little
metal. It would get wet for some reason, so the bottom of the box would be like solid clumps of carnation.
Gosh. Mom was always doing stuff like that, though.
Nasty.
Like with our cereal. We're getting a little off topic, but that's okay. We need to let this out.
We're
Mom would buy cereal. And when the generic brand came out, she'd buy the bags of cereal. And she went out and she was a Tupperware salesman for a while. And she bought these Tupperware cereal dispensers.
Shaped
with a little lid, the circle lid on top.
Right.
And then when we would get down to only four or five Cheerios, and it wasn't ever Fruit Loops. It was Cheerios, Raisin Bran, and
sometimes
some sort of
granola that she would make.
Oh, God, yeah. That stuff would swell up in your stomach. We want to eat
corn
more.
Flakes.
But when it get down to nothing, you would never, literally, and never finish a box of cereal.
Right.
You'd wake up in the morning and you would have Fruit Loop, Raisin Bran, Cheerio medley.
Yes.
And stuff, cereal
totally
gets
wrong.
Different. Cereal gets
soggy,
mushy at
yes,
different times.
Exactly.
And it was just absolutely horrid.
And you couldn't eat it. So to this day, I don't finish a box of cereal. If there's like, you know, half a bowl left, it's in the trash.
It's no wonder why we fought. One time I found a chocolate bar on the sidewalk outside that same house, and it had ants all over it, and I ate it. Because we never had candy.
No, we did not have candy. I think that's why my teeth are rotten, because when I became an adult,
duh, yeah.
I'm like, candy!
Well, you know, kids are always like, when I grow up, I'm going to eat a candy bar every day.
Right.
I meant it. And,
yeah.
And other than yesterday,
follow through.
I have. I didn't get one yesterday. I'm going to have two today. It's 4th of July, after all.
You know, that's why it all comes back to the whole shampoo thing where David peed in my shampoo. Because when you have something that you never had, it's exciting.
Well, it always blew my mind how we were real big about not drinking after each other. And we had different toothbrushes, and nobody could use each other's toothbrush. But we all swished with the same cup.
Yes.
We never thought about it.
Yeah.
I did later, and that's when I began to not brush my teeth anymore.
That is why, to this day, I eat candy bars and do not
right
brush
out of
my
the
teeth.
Faucet. Anyway,
oh,
that was our featured story.
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
First thing we want to cover, because we've had some abuses, is how to get your email and voicemail on the show. If you want to send us an email, do that. But and you can be a little more wordy with an email, but it's better if you leave the storytelling to us. Many of you have been padding out your stories with rabbit trails and setup, telling us all this backstory and stuff like that. Leave, if you would, just tell your story. If it's good, it'll stand up on its own.
Right.
And we can elaborate. Pretty much same.
We're good at bunny trails.
We are. We love the bunnies. And the trails they go on.
They're really good
rarely,
bunnies.
Rarely go too far. But with the same with the voicemails, if you can target it somewhere between.
More so with the voicemails.
30 seconds and a minute and a half. We had a voicemail this past week or the week before that was fairly decent, but really didn't get into the story until halfway into the voicemail. And it was a good 2.5-3 minutes, and that's just too much to play definitely during the show, much less after.
Right.
So basically, if your email is 10 to 30 seconds, you're pretty much guaranteed, as long as it's funny, to get during the show, which is what you all want. I know I would. When I call in to Extra Life Radio, I want to be played during the show. It never happens. But if you want to be played after the show, probably your target's 30 seconds to a minute and a half max, and make it good. So those are basically the rules. Anything you need to add, Amy, since you're new, you can make one rule.
I can make one rule?
About emails and voicemails.
Oh, just about that then? Nothing else?
Nothing else, not yet.
I don't have
this is only our first show together like this, so you have to become an old...
Before I can start ruling?
Yeah, you have to be pretty well into this.
Okay, well, I have an email rule.
Okay.
It has to be 25 words or less.
What if they spell your name wrong?
Oh, that's a good one. If you spell my name wrong in emails, then it will not be read on the show.
By her.
By me.
I'll read them, because...
A-M-Y?
Who spells
Let's
their name
see.
Like A-I-M-E-E anyway?
Oh, you didn't put your name on this. That's why. I have an email here. A-M-Y, and there's no name on it, and there's a reason for that. Because you know that you did something bad.
That's right.
So... Hey,
a couple other things. Remember, we are giving away one... button a week now for contributions to the show. That's emails, voicemails, you know, whatever. So make sure you send in your stuff, and we'll make sure to pick one today. Don't let me forget any. Next point of news is we have been asking for, this will be the second week now, for folks to send in a photo of themselves holding a sign, giving a shout out to you know, everybody's favorite podcast, Nobody's Listening, and we'll put it on our main page. We've already got, I want to say, 3 or 4 different people who have taken photos of themselves holding a sign, or we had actually a couple of them standing underneath the sign.
Yes, I thought it was awesome.
They took us a little literally, and it worked out good.
That was cute.
And we've got those rotating through on the main page, so go to nlcast.com and check that out. And if you'd like to see your image up there, send us that picture of yourself. Use a cell phone. I don't care. A cell phone camera's good. With holding a sign, giving us some sort of shout-out, and if you want a caption, send that too, and we'll get that up there, and you can check that out. That'd be awesome. We have a few emails and stories and voicemails. Amy, do you want to read them or shall I?
I can start if you would like, because I won't be reading the next one because that's the one that my name is spelled wrong.
Gotcha.
Hey, Amy and James. One day I was at school talking to one of my friends. This is from Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
This other guy and his friend came up to him and said, he hates this guy, and he started talking to them anyway. And the guy that he hates, Jesse hates, decides that he's going to hit him on the back of the head like Hercules, apparently.
Mm.
I don't know exactly how that looks or plays out.
Yeah, I don't think Jesse knows Hercules.
Right. He's probably just really too young to know about Hercules.
I think he's just name-dropping.
Right, because I would have used He-Man, personally.
Well, duh.
Yeah,
the power of Grayskull.
Or just somebody that hits people. So he's like, "Don't hit me, you moron."
Ooh.
But he hits him again anyway.
Aw, saw that guy.
So he's like, "I'll beat you poopless if you don't stop."
Such language.
I know. It's terrible. And so the kid says to Aunt Jesse, "You can't beat me poopless. I'm a black belt in tsunami." Now, what I want to know is if that's really what he said. Because tsunami... is like a serious wave
right.
of death.
So if you're a black belt in tsunami, then you got some explaining to do.
You sure do, because you are the only one.
You've done some damage these past couple years, too.
Exactly.
There are millions of lives.
Because the people in that whatever country would really love to talk to you about their tsunami problems.
You better start rebuilding.
So Jesse, he's like, "I know you're not telling the truth," because he knows what tsunami is.
That's
you know?
Right.
So he tells his other friend, his real friend, you know, "We're too good for these losers." So they start to walk away, and the tsunami kid starts laughing at him. And so his friend comes up to Jesse and says, "You have a whole brownie piece on your booty." So apparently somebody left their brownie on the chair that Jesse sat in, and so he looked like he poo-pooed his pants.
Oh, my gosh.
So, the guy he hates, the tsunami boy, comes up to him and hits the brownie off his booty and says, "See, I beat you poopless." So, he wanted to hit him, but his mom told him that he shouldn't hit anybody or he'd get in trouble. So, he walked away like a man.
Yeah.
A poopless man. Poopless wonder. And a parent saw the whole thing and the kid got in trouble. It was awesome. And Jesse says that's the story, and he's sticking to it.
Actually,
and he wanted to make a note about something important close to my heart.
Uh-huh.
And that's the fact that, by the way, he didn't write my name first because of alphabetical order, David. He wrote it because I am awesome.
It must have been a previous email that he
yes.
sent in.
Yes.
Oh, man. Things that stick to your hiney. It's the most embarrassing thing in the world. It's terrible. I had a piece of paper stick to my butt one time in, like, first grade. It made me cry because people were making fun of me.
I had toilet paper on my shoe, the infamous toilet paper. Yeah, I call it toilet.
So the tsunami guy, basically, his biggest move was so powerful that it could knock a piece of brownie off somebody's butt.
Well, and what I think is funny is the whole story was about the brownie and the knocking the poop out of you. But the tsunami part was my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I don't even think Jesse realizes what he said. And I want to know if the kid really said tsunami, or if he said karate, or Hiro Nakamura, or something like that.
This must have been, like, middle school stuff.
It sounds like, because, like, my mom said, and all this. And who listens to their mom after middle school?
Well, and yeah, who eats brownies? Middle schoolers.
And who's like, I hate that guy?
And who says crapless? knock the crap out of you. That's the way you say it. Anyway, here it is. Hi there. Just listen to AMY's story.
Evil.
About setting the alarm on herself. And so she was saying she's a... I'm assuming this is she. Hold on. She has very feminine text in the email. Anyway,
see, there's no name. This is
there's no name. This
the
is
nameless wonder, because they know that...
Right, well, you're a girl then. So if you're a guy, She says, I'm on staff at a church. My office is upstairs. They often leave and set the alarm and without checking to see if they're still there. So I can be sitting at my desk for a long period of time working before I happen to set off the motion detector. Fortunately, I can run downstairs and shut it off. So once I wasn't so lucky this past year. We're preparing for an Easter program. They rented it, spent hundreds of hours on it. It's working to finish up the sets and special effects before I knew it. He says it was about 3 a.m. Saturday morning before the big Easter program. He had installed a smoke machine and wanted to test it out. So he plugged it in. The smoke starts pouring out. Well, every children's pastor or anybody else knows that those things set off fire alarms, except for this person. And before he knew it, the fire alarms was going off, so he's running around like crazy, opening doors and windows, and realized that he should go to the alarm panel and turn the alarm off. And so about 20 minutes later, he thought he'd caught it and called in and all this kind of stuff. He hears diesel engines and tons of fire engines are out in the parking lot. He went out and met the fireman. The fireman was all mad, and they had to check his ID and his everything, gave him a stern talking to. He's very embarrassed, and needless to say, we will not be using a smoke machine in the future. I'm just glad it wasn't during the Easter service. Yeah, that would stink.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my gosh. You know what that reminded me of, though?
What?
Is the Real Weekly Update. The Real Weekly Update. Guys, you're going to have to just... You're going to have to bear with me, because...
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update.
Okay, I've completely forgotten about this, and I don't know how I could have forgot it. I came, it was after camp, we came to stay with you guys, as you know, and I was sleeping in the basement because I couldn't sleep.
Oh my goodness.
I wake up, and I see a pillow on the floor in this very basement, and I go to flip the pillow up on me, and I just get drenched with water. And I look around, and the entire basement has an inch and a half of water.
What did you do?
And I go running around, and I'm freaking out, just like this guy was in this last story. And there's just water all over the floor, and it's clear, and it's cold, and I'm trying to wake up, and
it's
I see
poopless.
It's poopless water. Thank God it's not sewer water. But I thought the washing machine was over flooded, and I turn it off, and I turn off the spigot. Still water pouring out somewhere. Anyway, long story short, you guys' water filtration filter that was supposed to be replaced every 3 months hadn't been replaced in 5 years, and it was chock full of dirt. It had, and because the water couldn't get through, it had backed up into the water softener, and the water softener was trying
exploded.
To let off the pressure by putting out through its output. Well, somehow your sub pump had gotten turned off.
Well, because it flipped the switch because it was working so hard.
I don't know that sub pump was on at all.
Oh, well, Anthony said he flipped the switch to turn it back on.
He did, but I don't think it was on in the first place, because sub pumps don't, it would have kept the water out.
Right.
You saw how quickly it did once we did it. Well, anyway, but I do know your water pump blew a fuse, and oh my gosh, we were working, I'll just shorten it, from 7 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon on my vacation day.
It was pretty intense.
Getting this whole house straightened back out, because we had to run out for fuses, then we found out about the filter, and then it was like,
but
it was all related.
We were shop vacuuming water out of carpets, and
It was. Wow. I felt like the CSI of plumbing and heating and air conditioning, because every time we were
well, because then we got the
down.
We got everything fixed and cleaned out and couldn't figure out how to get the water back
well,
on.
Well, the water comes on and the toilet and sink in the bathroom's not working, but the bathtub is, and it's like, okay, what's going on? Well, it turned out that sediment from the water filter had gotten through all the house, and so all of the screens on all of your bathrooms, yeah, the drains and stuff, and the toilet, all mm-hmm. that dirt had gotten there and clogged up, so we had to totally redo the toilet.
But see, what I don't understand is, why would it matter if we didn't change? I mean, it's not like every 3 months and every five years is really that big of a difference, is what I don't understand.
How many threes fit in 5 years, Amy?
If it was Anthony, he would be able to tell you right now. I, however, cannot. Well, as he's
3 divided into
this,
12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
As he's listening to this, he's already deciding the
There's
number.
There's 20 filters that you guys should have gone through, as far as I calculated.
That's not many.
That's a many.
20,
that's,
I mean, come
this
on.
Thing was full of dirt from the bottom to the top.
It actually was. You couldn't even get the filter out.
No, we had to go out and rinse
like
it out to get the filter out.
It was like air and water around the filter normally, and it was so full.
It was just
you
dirt.
You couldn't even get the filter out.
So anyway.
It was pretty.
So anyway, back to News E and V Mail. Read it.
All right. This is from Benjamin. He says he went off to college, and like most young adults of the world, he enjoyed the newfound freedom away from the parental units. After one night of enjoying newfound freedom, he made his way back to the dorm that he lived in. His dorm was really small, having only about 50 people a floor and 3 floors total. What is that, James? How many people?
No! 75! $1! I don't know!
I don't know. 50 cents times what? He lived on the first floor of the dorm in the hallway with 7 other guys.
150.
Having one... You're so good. Having one roommate of his own. His very own. And he got to his room, and it was about 1:30 in the morning. His roommate was already asleep. And as per usual... he was pretty straight edge.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, yeah. He was really good, and he obeyed all the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't drink or do drugs.
Right.
But he looks like he does.
Right. That was Anthony. He always said he was straight edge. That was the first time I'd ever heard of it. So you look like you smoke pot, but you don't. So he says, by the grace of God, he made it into his loft bed. About 4 feet off the room floor, and to go to sleep, and he didn't wake up his roommate. So sometime that night, he had a dream that there was a giant spider web at the head of his bed, and the spider was crawling up towards his, under his covers, and his subconscious decided to play a trick on him, and...
This is an example of the emails.
Yeah.
It's like they just started lost. The story.
Decided to play a trick on me, and my leg moved up, so my body thought that there was actually a giant spider coming up to get me. He realized, of course, and started jumping up and screaming, and all I hear besides my loud yell about 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning is multiple thuds as every guy in the hall freaks out and falls out of their respective beds.
Let me tell this story
for you.
Let's give you a little lesson.
It's long.
Hey, I was in college, and I was laying in bed one night, and I was dreaming about spiders, and I started feeling like there was a spider crawling on my leg, and I jumped up, and I freaked out. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. Not only did I wake up my roommate, who was very, very asleep. He was just knocked out cold. I woke up everybody in the entire dorm, and that was 3 levels, 50 people each. So not only did I freak out my friend and myself, I woke up 150 people that night. Needless to say, I was not very popular for the rest of the year. I was beaten severely. There. See,
that was beautiful.
I don't need to know how straight edge they were. I don't need to know about the freedom that you enjoyed.
Right.
I don't need your name. So next time.
No, we need his name. Because if he wins something.
And Benjamin, man, I'm just picking on you. I'm using you as an example. So, nobody's listening anyway, there are certain liberties we can take.
Right. Like anyway. Making fun of the nobody.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. This one's long. It's from Mike. Let's see how brutal this one is. I must have been about 10 years old at the time. He liked playing outdoors and causing havoc. On this day, he was in the back garden with some friends and suddenly decided they would go up... and bolt into the close.
We just assume you're that from these another are country. Foreign people. Because we don't know what a close is.
Yeah, we don't know what a garden is either. I do because I watch Shaun of the Dead. But anyway, in a car park. Yeah, so.
Right. Parking lot.
Anyway, he basically wanted to jump over a fence. See, again, I just skipped half the email. He hurled his body over. His ankle got caught in the handle outside the fence, and it it instantly just stopped him in midair. He fell over the fence, did a nosedive, and hit his head on the other side of the fence, and broke his flipping leg in half. So he's dangling there from the gate, screaming for all he's worth. His dad comes out and helps him, pulls him off the fence, brings him in the house. They say, it's not that bad. Walk around on it. So they make him walk around on his bad ankle. And as soon as he did, he just fell to the floor screaming and screaming and screaming. Finally, his mom, M-U-M, took him, got a taxi and went out.
I think he's English.
Yeah, he went out to the pub. No, went out to the hospital. And so anyway, you'd think forcing a child to walk on his broken leg's pretty bad. Then you'd be surprised to hear that wasn't the only thing they had me do. So Mike, send us some more stories, buddy.
Because it sounds like you were abused.
But yeah, as a like child. We were. But yeah, you guys stop with the build up. Just tell us the story. We love them, but we need them trimmed down. Go ahead, Aime.
I don't know how I feel about
Caitlin. Let me just tell them. Hey, yeah. It says, hey, David and James, and then in parentheses, and Aime. I feel like that's the way it should be.
I need to be in parentheses so much so that I am very much seemingly an afterthought.
You're not on the website yet. I haven't even changed the logo.
I noticed that, and
you're not on iTunes,
I'm trying not to be hurt.
And I'm thinking parentheses is the way to go. Keep you contained.
I think it really signifies the littleness of my significance as in the show.
I agree.
So if from here on out, everything I say, I'm going to parenthesis it, sigh it, however you say that.
Yeah.
And
I'll do quotation marks on mine.
I'll say it really quietly.
So everything I say will sound like I don't really mean it.
Right.
Like, I went to the show. And it will
mean
something
bathroom.
Else. Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom. I was walking by a church one time, and they usually churches will put parentheses around a title of the sermon, but this one, they had replaced it with the name of the pastor coming, and so it read, this Sunday, Dr. Richard Kimball. And so Jen and I for months drove by this thing and talked about how he wasn't a real doctor.
Right.
He just played one in the church,
doctor.
Just played along with the doctor. Doctor. Yeah, anyway.
All right. Well, this is from Caitlin.
This reminds me of you.
Yes, it made me laugh.
You sparked a lot of stories.
I apparently did, and there's a lot of monsters out there.
You were a hit.
So Caitlin says that she was just listening to The Monster Room, which was my story about monsters, and it reminded her of a time when she was house-sitting.
Mm.
There are parentheses.
She put it in quotation marks.
There are quotation marks.
Oh, because
marks.
Actually, and then now parentheses, actually my friend was house-sitting. Okay.
Right. So,
and
they were,
by
it
friend,
was like a really big house.
We have to assume
house.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
Because it usually is when they won't tell us.
Sounds pretty bad, especially when there's parentheses.
These girls and their boyfriends.
Probably making out with windows.
Why in my day?
So they're in this huge mansion house sitting, and they decide to watch a movie. So,
That's
they,
a good way to get killed.
Right, exactly. And, so they're watching the movie, and the clock starts to chime. So they realize after a while that the clock isn't actually working. Like, I would assume that means telling
ticking,
time,
ticking
and all that good stuff, but
probably
it is making noise.
Probably one of those old wind-up ones.
Right. So all of a sudden, the clock falls over on its own, and
this is like our
they're
demon,
freaking out.
This is like our demon-possessed smoke detector.
Exactly.
Except worse.
But, so they scream really loud, and they never figured out why it was chiming and why it jumped to try to kill them. And then another time, they were watching another movie, and they decided to mess around with their phones, apparently because, according to Caitlin, that's what teenage girls do at 3 in the morning.
That's how to get yourself killed.
Personally, at 3 in the morning, I was usually sleeping.
I like to be thinking and dreaming, yes.
Right, right. In parentheses, of course.
Dreaming.
I usually dream in parentheses and quotations. So the Caitlin says that her ringtone was the sound of drums, but she wasn't aware of it being the sound of drums. So when her friend called her phone, it started making the drum beat really loud, and they both freaked out. And I would assume that they were on an air mattress because they jumped so high that they popped the mattress.
Oh, wow. I misread that. There's not two O's. There's two P's. I thought they pooped the mattress at first. I seriously did.
That would have been
even... That's why I thought you were pausing.
That's so gross. Because
I'm like, oh, my God, they pooped the mattress. I would have never started reading this email.
But they both pooped the mattress. That's what would have been horrible.
They popped the mattress.
They popped the mattress.
With quotation marks. Their parents were quite angry that we were so loud at 3 a.m. I can't imagine why. Peace out, Caitlin. That's turquoise socks in the forums.
Oh, is that what the print? See, she's
yeah.
got parentheses, too, on her own self.
All right, we've got a voicemail. Here it goes.
Hey, guys, it's Marjorie. I believe I'm calling Nobody's Listening, and I sure am listening a lot more than I thought I would. Well, anyways, I live in New York, and my story is, it just happened to me like 2 minutes ago. Exchanging my Georgia license for a New York license, and apparently all my other pictures are pretty. And when I go exchange it, the lady that's doing the information exchange tells me that all my other pictures are pretty, and the one I just took ain't right, and I need to take another one. So I just decided that I was going to stay with that one, but it was interesting for someone to tell me that my other pictures are pretty, except the one I just took. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed as much as I did, and have a good one. See ya.
See, there are several reasons why this has happened. Did I hear her right? Did she say she moved from Georgia to New York?
Yes.
Well, that's the problem, is, sweetheart, you moved from a state that has all ugly girls in it to New York, which has a much larger population of pretty girls.
Right.
And just by comparison, you look better in Georgia, sweetie. You need to move
right.
back.
Right, is what she was trying
there
to tell you.
There is another option.
Your chances are better.
You know, I think we should get licenses every year. We get them like every 17 years. Mine is due for renewal next year, and I've had the same
mine
driver's license
year.
The entire time I've lived in Kansas City.
Right, because you have to pay extra to get your picture changed.
Yeah.
So you're actually like 20 years older. And possibly 50 pounds
Dude,
heavier.
I look.
I'm not saying you personally, James.
But I probably am. I'm skinny. I've got this weird hairstyle because
right.
I was like going through this pomade
much?
Thing where I wanted to be 50s guy for a while. And I literally had some old lady, you know, card me and said, they don't look like you.
Right.
No offense. But the other thing is, the other possibility is this is ladies from New York. And New Yorkers are stereotypically a little bit rude. But they are very honest. And,
right.
Sweetheart, if this lady cared enough, if you got somebody at the DMV to care enough to be honest with you, you should
just,
have taken
it's really
advantage
touching,
of that.
Actually,
I've never had anybody say anything kind, but especially
at the DMV,
anything that really would have bettered me as a human.
Right, and that's all she was trying
it's
to do.
It's usually you don't have the right ID, you don't have enough paperwork, you're in the wrong line. Why are you wasting my life? You know, but
you don't have your $10.
Yeah,
you know.
What the heck?
But for her to be worried when you
yeah, in
get
other words,
carded for buying spray paint.
In other words, don't call
I mean,
us with this crap
thing.
Again. I mean, if you had an ugly picture and you chose it, that's up to you. That's a whole nother show, sweetie. No, we're just kidding. We love you.
He's
thanks
mean.
For calling.
James is mean.
I'm just trying to be real. We're here to change lives. We're preaching the gospel of Kinnison, and sometimes...
But I'm not a Kinnison.
You know what?
Not
real
preaching it.
Isn't always pretty, but it's real. So, anyway. All right, it's time for something that the people have been waiting for a while.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
Okay. 3 weeks ago, I was moving... And I borrowed a friend's truck. I didn't know how to drive it, so he told me so I wouldn't get stuck. And I couldn't reach the pedals, I couldn't make it go. So I reached between my legs, grab a piece of lever, and I let it go. Uh-oh-oh. Uh-oh-oh. Well, the next thing I know, I was slamming into the steering wheel, and I think I heard myself squeal. Or was that the brakes? Because my leg went into the pedal, and I think I heard metal on metal. It was probably time to change those drums on the back and the pads in the front. All I know is my teeth were biting the leather on the wheel. All of a sudden, I couldn't feel my legs because they were jammed up into the dashboard. All I know is I couldn't get free, and I was praying to the Lord. Amy, go.
He knocked me out.
Oh, I knocked her out.
He knocked me out.
Oh, you know I knocked her out.
I was in the bushes.
She was in the bushes for a while.
It was a broom.
It was a broom upside her forehead.
Why'd you do it?
You're annoying.
I'm annoying. That's why we hate me.
We don't hate you anymore, cause I can't outrun you anyway. And the mop's gone away. All we have is a Swiffer, and it just wouldn't be the same. Wouldn't be the same. Can't believe it's not blue butter spray.
Blue butter acid spray.
Mama bought me a science kit. It was used, so there was nothing in it. Just some instructions on a card. I was annoyed because I had my friend there, and my sister was everywhere.
In my hair.
So I made some blue butter. Uh-oh. Why'd you do it?
Why'd you do it?
I don't know.
Why'd you do it?
I just mixed some chemicals and I let them go.
I wish that Mom had let you go. You would have made Rogaine, don't you know?
And we'd have a better quality podcast.
Yeah.
Cause I'd have money to buy the equipment that would last. Just a little bit of advice for you that want to send in emails. Make sure they are so long that we have time to tell them.
Make and sure spell my name right.
That's a right. It's a A-I-M-E-E.
Ooh, A-I-M-E-E.
A-I-M-E-E.
I like my name being in
it's
a song.
Not A-M-Y.
I never has been. I will die before I spell it like that.
It's hard playing guitar with a chip clip.
He literally is playing it with a chip clip, people.
C-H-I-P-C-L-I-P. It's the way it has to be.
Chip clip.
Trying to get a song out to the family.
Chip clip. Can I get a chip clip?
Can I get
here?
A chip clip up in here?
Oh, chip clip.
Yeah. All right. It's time to stop this mess. Guys and girls, thank you for listening to us today. Thank you. I want you to call us. Call us on the Nobody's Listening line at 206-600-5704. You can email your stories to us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Also get on the forums on our website at www.nlcast.com. Check out our Frapper map on there. Get on our MySpace. That's myspace.com/NLcast. And add us to your friends list. You can also leave us an iTunes review on iTunes. And if you don't know what iTunes is, you need to get a life. I'm sorry to say it. Well, guys and girls, thank you for paying attention. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sitting up straight, hands in your lap, feet on your legs, sitting through the entire thing, listening. Because the sad truth is,
Nobody's listening.
I don't know, Amy.
It's better when we do it in person because there's no lag and delay. I think we really screwed up that recap song, though.
Yeah, recap song is always a disappointment until you hear it later.
It's poopy. It's not poop-free.
I'm sorry. We'll try it again next week through Skype.
Yeah, we'll do it.
No big deal.
Wait, can we do it through Skype?
Hope so. Oh, not the recap song. No. I meant the show. That stinks. Hey, David, we miss you, man.
Please come back and play the guitar.
Please.
You have something besides a tip clip.
By the way, Marjorie, you won our button this week, so if you'll send us an email with your address, we'll get it out to you. Congratulations. I was thinking about David today because I was wiping diaper ointment on my little girl. And David has a really big problem with pee and poop and puke and in other people's sweat. And I had this ointment on my finger from wiping it all over my daughter. And I was like, where's David? So I could chase him around the house. And a little tear trickled down my cheek. I borrowed a truck the other day because I was moving. Hey, hey, hey. But I didn't know the way it was supposed to go. Pull on a lever and I crushed my skull into the steering wheel. Didn't like the way it feel. It had me going over the stop sign. Let's start over. I've been moving with a truck that isn't mine. It's been a while. And by the time I got to that stop sign, I realized I couldn't reach the pedals. So I grabbed between my legs for a piece of metal. And I pulled real hard and jammed my head into the steering wheel.
And I didn't like
the way that pressure feels. And I'm glad there were no children in front of me. Cause I'm sure there would have been a funeral procession going down the road that I did after I ran over that child.
Poor little child.
I would have had to change from habanero peppers to something a little more mild. It rhymed. Okay.
It's beautiful.
All right, Amy, your turn.
All right. We're gonna tell you a story about...
It's not that easy, is it?
It's not.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna Baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna Baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.